Welcome to History According to Bob, a chat for late September, early October. Now, this is going to be a little strange because I'm doing this just before we're going on vacation, but I needed to do a couple of things of explanation. Now, it's been terrible that I'm sure we have listeners that are in the mess that's going on in the Southeast United States. And so the change is what I was going to talk about a little bit. One of the problems that I've had, and you'll probably notice it, you may have already noticed it, is that some of the podcasts have a kind of an echoey sound to them. Well, that's a result of a storm that hit us on July the 3rd. Big heavy thunderstorm. It wasn't any big deal, just supposed to be a thunderstorm. And then it started dropping big hail. At least that's what I thought it was, big hail. So I got up and I'd walked halfway into the center of the house, and then kaboom, the house was hit with something. And I assumed it was a tree limb or something, but man, it was terrible. Looked out the window in the dining room and it said, looked like we had a new tree sitting up in front of our dining room window. And shortly after that, Sherry, well, we've got water coming in. And so there was water coming in over the entrance to my den, my library. So fortunately, we had some great big tin troughs, and I was able to put them underneath there and gather that up. We didn't have any other leaks at that point. And it eventually went away. The storm left us, and I went outside with a flashlight to see what was going on. And we have a great big, well, we had a great big walnut tree next to the house, at least 100 years old, probably older. It was almost 12 feet in circumference. And two of its big limbs, which hung over the alley, had been taken in the storm, pulled off the tree, and one was dropped on the spot where our new addition meets the old addition, and the other one went across the whole top of my den library roof. And so that wasn't positive. And then I realized that the hail wasn't hail. It was the walnuts on the walnut tree, because there were more than 1,500 of them on the north side of the house. Fortunately, I had covered our cars for a hailstorm, and so there wasn't any damage, but that was a mess just scooping those up. So the next day, we called our contractor. He's one of the men who worked on the house in the first place, and he sent out his tree guy, and they couldn't get to us because so many other places were damaged. And it was too heavy to move, and it punctured the roof in several places. So we'd have to wait a day. Unfortunately, that night, we got 2.5 inches of rain. And as I got up to check the troughs, I was getting water on my head in the middle of the kitchen. And water was coming in down one of the light fixtures onto the floor. So we put another trough out. Fortunately, I had two of those great big round galvanized tins. And the next day, tree guy came out and they tried to lift it but couldn't, too heavy. So they had to cut it up on the house and drop it down. And then our contractor covered tarp over the area. And when they pulled the one piece of the tree off the roof, it had sunk into the roof by 3 feet. It was about 18 inches in diameter, big hole. But it had just gone between the rafters and had gone into the attic, so we were able to salvage that. But it did. We didn't have wet ceilings in the family room, the den library, and the kitchen. So, and we go to the insurance people, and they were great. They sent somebody out. It took 2.5 hours to study all of the damage. And they wrote us a check, and we arranged to have this all fixed, which that was the hardest part because you just don't fix it right away. And we had to remove the rest of the walnut tree on our own. That wasn't part of the settlement. So we hoped for the best. We got the roofing done and the guttering done. That was done at the end of August, somewhere along in there. And that was fine, but the trouble is, of course, the interior work. Because the ceilings, there were cracks in my ceiling, there were cracks in the other ceiling. So in order to work on them, I had to move my basically half of my books in the storage, move them downstairs in boxes, and change the shuffle bookcases around so that they could work. And then we had to do the same thing in the family room, and so that meant moving all of our Vaseline glass and Van Briggle and other stuff. And then we sat and waited and waited and waited. And of course, we have our vacation coming up. We wanted it done before our vacation was started. They finally finished about 10 days before we're supposed to leave. They did a great job. We did not have to tear the whole ceiling down. They were able to fix it in place because all that had happened is that it had popped some of the nails that held that play into place, and the guy who did the work on that was just incredible. So that is finished. It's taken me 10 days to move all of my stuff back, to put it in place, to do the other stuff and move it in place, and so we're now ready to go on vacation. But what happened was, I could still work and do podcasting. The problem was, I didn't have all the books and furniture in the room. So it ends up with this echoey sound. And then I'm trying to, you know, normally when we go on vacation, I just pick out some stuff that I've done before and we put it up. I didn't want to do it this time because I have a lot of people interested in the Holy Roman Empire and some of the other new shows that we're doing. So I was doing 4 or 5 shows a day and trying to get a whole month and a half ahead, which I did. Then I had to edit them. And then, of course, they have this little bit of sound issue. So I apologize for that, but it should work out pretty well. And then when we come back, we're going to Spain this year. We're going to spend 6 days in Barcelona, 6 days in Madrid, and 7 days in Seville, and then take some trips out and come back. And I've spent the whole year getting the tickets and the reservations and all this stuff set up. So we're ready to go. We hope that works out pretty well. Our Spanish is not very good. We went to Merida and they spoke more Mayan than they did Spanish. And of course, South American Spanish and Spanish is a little bit different. Plus in Barcelona, you got Catalan. And I actually like the Catalan better than the regular Spanish. But in Barcelona, they have French influences, so we should be okay. We'll survive. We can say hello, thank you, and hopefully order wine and have a good time. So that's what's coming up at this point. Of course, we're at that end of the year time. So again, I'll be doing probably in December, sending out the thank you letters to the people who have donated during the year and helped us out. And with the rising costs and domain names and hosting, it's been very important. Unfortunately, I've had some people who can no longer do that. So if some of you are new and would like to help support the History According to Bob group, please go to the website and it has a spot where you can donate to the cause, if you will. And so I'll be sending those letters out and probably in January send out MP3 or SD card with all the new CDs as well as the compilation of all of the shows from this past year in 2024. So I hope you enjoyed that. And a little explanation is what's going on. And as always, thank you very much for your support. And next year is the 20th anniversary of History According to Bob. So if you have any ideas of what you'd like for me to do, please go to the website and send me an email. Thank you very much.